Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Today's show is another interview session, and I'm happy to welcome Ms. Tanya Morris. Tanya, I'm glad you're with us today.
I'm absolutely glad I'm here.
Well, that's great. And before we get started, I'd like to tell everyone that it's very interesting how we met. My wife and I were returning from our vacation, and we were in Fort Lauderdale, and we were at the airport, and we were on our way to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and we had a connecting flight in Atlanta. And we always sit together, and we fly quite a bit, but this time we were separated. And fortunately, I ended up sitting behind her. But, of course, I was sitting also next to you, and we struck up a conversation. And I'm sure you remember that.
I absolutely do remember that conversation.
Right.
And I sure do.
Of course, you were headed to Atlanta, and I didn't ask you the reason why. I assume that you are from Atlanta. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I was coming back from a trip. I'm a speaker as well, so I was coming back from a conference.
Okay, well, speaking of that, you were telling me as we were talking that night about your business. And you also talked about your faith, but I'd like to focus the first few minutes of this interview on your business. So tell us about your business. Let our listening audience know what you do professionally.
Well, professionally, I own an HR consulting business for small businesses that want to scale their business by attracting and retaining a multi-generation in the workplace. I also speak on that, and I do coaching. So I do a couple of things, but I believe it's an alignment of getting the right people in the right spaces at the right time. So I'm very passionate about all three of those buckets, if you will, of helping entrepreneurs really understand the, how to attract in this today's workforce.
Okay. Well, I also understand that you're an author. Is that correct?
I am. I'm so excited about this. This is my second book. My first book was about how to build compassion in the workplace, because I do believe that we have lost our way. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit more. My newest book that's coming out in the end of the month is Before I Say I Do to Entrepreneurship. And this book was birthed out of just my journey, my faith walk, and what it takes to leave the 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship. I believe it's a calling. And so I just was struck to write this book because it resembles marriage to me. And so that's why I came up with that title.
Well, that's very interesting. And now I have a three-part question for you. What is your formula exactly for someone becoming successful as an author or success, being a success in any business for that matter, as well as success in life in general?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that, because oftentimes we think that we have the degrees, we have the skills, we have everything to become successful. And that is a part of it, but I have come to believe and know for myself that if God is not the center of your business, your life, you won't be successful. And I learned this early on in my entrepreneur journey, that when I put God first, and when I say put him first, I'm talking about literally asking him, what do you want me to do? I surrender my to-do list. I surrender my life. I surrender my business to him. And and really, when you think about success, it's biblical principles. It's in the Bible. And so, you know, I didn't always take that approach, that formula. But I believe that when you take that formula, life is so much easier, you know? And so that's my only formula, is that you seek Him and you put Him first in everything and let Him order your steps. And these are not things that we hear on Sunday. These are things that you must live by.
Well, right. And I think that, especially in this society, there are a lot of people who are successful who might not depend on the kind of divine help that you depend on, that I depend on, and many of our listeners depend on, and that is a divine influence that can help us along the way in the long term. In other words, you can be successful to a certain extent, even without mm-hmm. God in this society. But in order to have sustained a successful ventures in whatever you do, you do need that divine influence, I believe, and I'm certain of that. Would you agree with that?
I definitely, and just to piggyback what you said, there's a lot of people that don't have faith, but for all my faith listeners out there, I really think that when you get in alignment, it just makes the journey so much more enjoyable, if you will. And so that's what I'm talking about. It's just being able, because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And then we have to be grateful for the doors that He opens, and we have to be grateful for the doors that He closes. And we know He's the only one that can open and close doors, the right doors for us. And I had to learn early on in my journey, entrepreneurship, that I can't always be trying to make things happen. I just seek Him. And it just has made my journey. I don't, you know, the word says, you know, don't be anxious for nothing. And I truly believe when He is in the mix and He's in the beginning of your career aspiration or your entrepreneur aspiration, I just think that it just makes the journey so much sweeter. And I'm not saying you're not going to have bumps down along the way, but I do think he's sufficient. And so I just made a decision in my life that I was going to put Him at the forefront. So that's why it's not accident that you and I have connected. Because one of my words for this year was connection, divine connection. And I just believe God is just faithful. I think if we ask Him for whatever it is that we want, He's faithful.
Well, I agree with that. There are no accidents. Everything happens by design. It's just a matter of our recognizing that. And in many cases, unfortunately, we don't. We just take for granted whatever things might come our way, when in fact, a lot of things are divinely orchestrated. So I certainly agree with that. And it certainly happened when we met as a result of, as I said earlier, me and my wife ending up in different seats. Well, listen, Tanya, we're going to be back in just a minute. We're going to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You know, Tanya, this show is about inspiration. And I think I may have mentioned a little bit about it when we met, when we were on the plane that night. I would like to focus the next few minutes on just that, being a focus on inspirational kinds of subjects in this portion of the program. So tell me, how has faith been connected to your success as an entrepreneur?
And, you know, when I was doing my praise and worship this morning, and that was something that I really thought about, and how it has been connected. You know, I believe God knows the desires of our hearts. I truly believe that, especially when you express it and you give Him the praise and the glory for that. And I think when you put things in the atmosphere, it comes to light. And it has allowed me this first quarter. This has been an amazing first quarter because, like I stated before, the word that He gave me was connection. I want you to be connected to the right people. And here you and I are talking about business, but also the foundation. you know, the biblical foundation of having a successful business. But not only that, he has really the things that I couldn't even imagine he's bringing to pass. And that's why I think you have to seek him so first. So every morning, you know, my surrender prayer is to give him my to-do list, give him everything, because he knows what's best. And I can give you an example. I really want to impact organizations where they are truly having compassion back in the workplace, because we're living in some times right now. And I flew out to California last week, and I thought I was just doing a workshop or a breakout session on how to have compassion in the workplace and how to incorporate all the generations in the workplace. But heaven forbid, I was in a room with all CEOs, and they were thirsty, and they wanted to know about how do we attract people? You know, how do we bring inclusive workplace? And I was able to give them some principles, I believe, that were biblical based that would help them. And I had one of the CEO of a top Fortune 100 company, like, you know what, I really enjoyed your presentation, and I really connected with you. And then he started talking about God, and I was like, you know, he's everywhere. So I think we just have to save space for how he chooses to bless us. Because oftentimes we try to make things happen for ourselves and for our business. I think we have to save space and allow him to do it however he chooses to do it. I like the quote from the previous, but T.D. Jakes, he will always say, there's a season when God has to hide you, and there's a season where he has to reveal you. And I just love that.
And sometimes that has to do with waiting to be revealed. And patience is not a very good virtue as far as most of us are concerned. We tend to be impatient, as a matter of fact. We want things right now. We don't want to wait.
Well, we live in a world right now where technology don't let you wait. Everybody have to show everybody what they're doing in Facebook, and they Facebook Live, and they're telling everything they're doing and showing. And that's just where we are at as a nation. And you're right, patience. You know, that's the key.
Well, yeah, patience is important, and I guess what you're saying is that it's important to know when to move and maybe when to wait. Well, let me ask you this, Tanya. Could you tell us about an experience where it was crystal clear that God intervened in the situation? I don't know, it may be a story about yourself, or it may be a story about someone else, and you can keep it fairly brief. But I can't think of anything more inspirational than that.
Well, and you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things God has revealed, but I'll give you one quick one. I remember just recently happened. A young lady reached out to me in 2017, and she wanted to connect with me. And for whatever reason, I didn't see the request, the email or the LinkedIn request. But anyway, she posted another post, and I responded to it. And I realized, I'm like, oh my God, it's 2019, and she responded to me in 2017. And then I had said that God wanted me to have my word this year was connection. He wanted me to really connect with younger youth to help pull them up. And this young lady, we end up connecting. It was crystal clear that it was in his timing. It was the right person. You know, I was supposed to reach back to the young and mentor and reach and bring them up on the entrepreneur, you know, journey. And I met with that young lady last week. And she was so excited because I took the time out to meet with her. And the reason why I'm saying it was God intervened, because he had a set time, and he had a set time for us to meet. And although my word was connection, she posted on, we did a Facebook Live, that she found they had been praying that she would meet somebody like me to help her get to where she needs to get to. And she talked to her Facebook fans and told them that you have to trust God. And that was crystal clear to me, not only on her side, but on my side. It's a waiting time, and there's a time where God reveals himself. And so through her doing the Facebook Live, I have gotten so many people reach out to me from that post because I was supposed to be connected to them in some kind of way. So it was crystal clear that God ordained such a time. So it goes back to what you said about being patient, but also sometimes he hides you, and then and there's a time when he reveals you when you're ready. And that revealing came out last week, but now I could impact people that I had prayed about impacting. So to me, that was crystal clear that he is ordering my steps.
Well, that's great. Well, Tanya, if you are aware of what's going on in the world, there's not a lot of good news out there. And I'm sure you're aware of that, especially mm-hmm. if you look at the news on television or if you read it in print. Do you have any additional thoughts on God's reality in today's world, this secular world, and his reality in your life in particular?
He wants us to pray more. He wants us to seek him more, because what is going on, and I'm not happy with a whole lot, there's a lot of tension going on. And I think he's basically telling us we definitely need to seek his face, because really we can't look to man to do the things that they say they want to do. And that's what I look. I think we have to stay on our faith and be prayerful, because we're in a place in our life right now, in this world, where there's a lot of hatred, there's not love, a lot of the things are not demonstrated how he would want us to demonstrate it. So my whole thing with what's going on now is that I have to pray more and seek his face more, because right now we got a lot of things that are going on that are not pleasing to him.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, as you were talking about that, a scripture, and I believe it's in Matthew 24, and Jesus actually talks about a lot of these things that are going on now, today.
Yep, absolutely, right.
And just go to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and you'll read, it's basically a news report that was brought out in this particular gospel. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take another break now, and so we'll be right back, and stay with us. Welcome back. Tanya, in the last segment, you talked about your faith, and now I'd like to do something a little different, and I think it'd be interesting, I think. And what I'm going to do is give you some scriptures, and what I'd like for you to do is to tell me how these scriptures relate to your business, and to you personally, for that matter. And the first scripture that I'd like to read is from Mark, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse. And what this scripture says, and you're probably familiar with it, but it says that whosoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. I believe I read that right, but anyway.
No, it's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about that particular scripture and how it might relate to your life in particular?
I think that's a foundational scripture. So they say, whatsoever you ask, we should have. And I think we don't do enough of that. And especially if you're an entrepreneur and you have a desire and there's some things you want, I believe that's a foundational scripture for everyday life and particularly in your business. I really believe that. And so I really like that scripture a lot, because I truly have come to know that to be true. Well, I tried it and tested it.
right. I think the key word there is believe in the phrase.
Believe.
And I'll read it again, because I may not have read it the right way the first time. But it says, but shall believe that the things that he says will come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. So, in other words, you have to believe whatever you want to have happen. You actually have to believe that. And if you do have that kind of belief, chances are those things will occur. Because God will help you make those things or have those things occur.
I believe that to be true, because this is what I tell myself. It is not my job to understand why, but it's my job to believe, trust and believe. And so throughout the day, I catch myself saying, God, I still trust you and I still believe you, no matter what. So that is, like I said, I believe that's a foundational, because oftentimes we get tripped up on how he's going to do it. The question is, do you believe he's going to do it?
Exactly. Well, here's a second scripture, and you can make a comment on this one as well. And that is Romans 8:28, and I'll read this one. All things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the call according to his purpose. So how do you feel about this scripture?
You know, and I had to recently be reminded of that, because I remember when I left the workforce, and it was not always on the best, it was not the way I would have liked to have left. But all things work for the good, and I believe that. We don't always understand that, and I take it a little bit farther. Although all things work together, and I always ask myself, what was the teachable moment you're trying to show me, God? Because I know it's all working together, and I may not understand it, but what's the teachable moment? So I love that one as well.
Well, I think as I've kind of meditated on it, more recently, it's one of the more difficult scriptures to, I guess, accept, because some of the things that we that happen to us, some of the situations that we're in, and we can't see any good out of some of these situations that we get in sometimes. And so when when you bring a scripture like this up, it's very easy to ask a question, well, how can anything good come out of this situation? So, but if we believe,
And that's why I asked, what's the teachable moment? Because you're right, sometimes that's hard to swallow. All things work for the good. And even though I know that's the principle behind it, and that's why I have to ask, okay, what is the teachable moment out of this here? And then I can associate it with all things work for the good. That's how I interpret it for me.
Right. Okay, I have one more for you. And the third scripture is this, and it comes from John, the 11th chapter and the 26th verse. And it says that whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then it says, do you believe this? So are you familiar with this scripture?
Yes, I am. I do believe that. And the reason why I say that is, when they say you should never die, I just think, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, I just think your spirit lives and your spirit never dies. It still be with you. And when I say that, it's because my father, I still feel his spirit, even though he's no longer with us. I just still feel his spirit within me. When there's days when I'm missing him or days that I need advice, I feel like his spirit is still with me. That's how I interpret that.
Well, especially if you consider the fact that we're not just physical beings, but we're also spiritual beings.
Spiritual being, right.
But, of course, in this society, our focus is almost entirely on the physical part of us, when in reality, and as Jesus indicates here, there's also a spiritual part of us, because when the physical body dies, and there's a lot of evidence for that, as you indicated, the spirit continues to live. But again, it goes back to belief. It's a matter of believing that. And that's why he asked the question after he gave this statement. And that is, and he was talking to Martha, I believe, do you believe this?
Do you believe?
And it's kind of interesting how Martha responded to him. She said basically that, I know that you are the Son of God. So she really didn't answer the question. She gave Jesus an answer of something that he didn't ask for.
Well, what I was saying, in this business journey, entrepreneur journey, you have to have belief. It's a mindset, and that's the cornerstone of all of that, although we have to have it in our life as well, too. But if we're going to be entrepreneurs, we definitely got to have a strong belief system, no matter what.
Well, that's certainly true. And listen, Tanya, we're really short on time now, but do you have any closing thoughts before we end the interview?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that, you know, for us, for those of you who are out there that are believers or that are entrepreneurs and seeking God for advice, has been not just a success of my business, but just for my whole being. And so when I have learned to depend and trust God, I begin to live life on purpose. And I'm really enjoying my life because I really now, it's one thing to say trust God, but I truly trust and believe him and put him in every part of my life. It's not just a Sunday thing, it's an everyday, all day thing. And so I believe if you really want what God has for you, seek him and learn to see God, see yourself how God sees you. And those are my closing remarks.
Okay. Well, great. And lastly, do you want to share your contact information with some of our listeners?
Yes. For my entrepreneurs, especially those who are want to transition from where they are to where they want to be, transitionenterprises.com is one of the places that you can reach me. I'm on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn, Tonya Morris, Tonya, T-O-N-I-A Morris. Again, I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also at transitionenterprises.com, and you can learn a whole lot about my faith walk. Transition Enterprises definitely talk about purpose, living your authentic purpose, and doing what God has for you. So that's where you can reach me. And my book will be coming out the end of the month. Before I say I do, it will be on Amazon.
Okay, well, that's great. I'll definitely try to get a copy, as a matter of fact. And well, be sure to contact Tonya, and I'm sure she'll be able to give you even more information if you'd like more by getting in contact with her. And remember, there is always more good things coming your way.